First Samuel chapter 30. Thank you for the hotel room there in Venice. I thought I was in Italy. And I always tell people jokingly that I'm Italian because my last name is Palmini. Spaghetti, macaroni, and fettuccine. Thank the Lord that I stayed in Italy over there, right? But thank you for the hotel, the meals, the fellowship, and Brother Ethan for lunch, and Brother Bernie, and Pastor this afternoon. Thank you again for being able to be a blessing. And at the same time, I hope I'm a blessing to you this evening. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Verse number 1, it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on a third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burnt it with fire. And it taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Verse 3, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire. And their wives and their sons and the daughters were taken captives. Let's go to verse number 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou wilt surely overtake them, without fail recover all. And let's go to verse number 11. And he found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread, and he did eat. They made him drink water. They gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water, 3 days and three nights. The title of the message this evening is 3 days and three nights. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for giving us this Sunday evening service. Thank you, Lord, for the good folks here at Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for giving us our missions month. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, that you work and that you would lift up the name of Jesus, a name above every name, and all this ask. In Jesus' sweetest name, amen. You may be seated. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, David had 600 men, and the story goes, they come back from the Philistines. And as they're coming back home to Ziklag, they see smoke coming out of Ziklag, their town. And they rush to their tents looking for their family members. And as they're looking for their family members, they notice that their wives and their children has been kidnapped. Can you imagine, men, you go to work and you work 8, 10, 12, 14 hours, and you come home, and maybe you get a kiss from your wife when you get home, right? Sometimes, or maybe a punch in the face, I don't know. But you get home, and nobody's home. You go to the living room, you go to the bedroom, you go to the bathroom, you're looking for them, the garage, and they're gone. Of course, that happened in Israel in October. That's what happened. And but you know, here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Everybody knows that phrase there. And David encouraged himself in the Lord in verse number 6. You know, we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord, right? Amen. We need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. As they were going through this situation in their life, David went to the Lord and said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Should I run after this Amalekites? And the Lord said, pursue, pursue, go. Now, the Amalekites had a three-day head start. So you could tell David and the 600 men, the Bible says they were running so fast. There were 200 were so tired. And so it was David and 400 men. They're running after the Amalekites. And, you know, they're not going 5 miles per hour, right? I believe they're running as fast as they could, maybe a marathon. And But the Bible says, as they're running, they find this Egyptian on the Syria road in verse number 11. Look what he said in verse number 11, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 11. They found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. When I was reading this, that 3 days and three nights just came up. And I believe 2,000 years ago, something happened because of the 3 days and three nights. You know why you're here this evening? Because 3 days and three nights. You know why you're saved this evening? Because 3 days and three nights. 2,000 years ago, they crucified the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But after 3 days and three nights, up from the grave he arose. Up from the grave he arose. Here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, I want to look at this Egyptian. In verse number 11, it says here, they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. I don't know about you, but you know, if you haven't drunk any water for 3 days and three nights, you're dying, right? So number one, I see this man was helpless. This man was helpless. The Bible says here that this man has been in the Syria road for 3 days and three nights. He hasn't had any bread or water for 3 days and three nights. By the way, spiritually, we were helpless, right? Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ came and rescued you? Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. The Bible says that this man was hungry. This man was hungry. He's been hungry for 3 days and three nights. And by the way, we were hungry for the gospel. We were hungry for that bread of life. Who's the bread of life? The manna that came from heaven, right? We were hungry for the water of life. Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ came by when you were in the Syria road? Nobody cared about you. Nobody loved you. Nobody wanted to rescue you. Nobody wanted to come by and give you the gospel. But because of the Holy Spirit of God, someone invited you to church. Who was it? Was it a grandma? Was it a mother? Was it a father? Maybe a best friend? Maybe a neighbor? Who was it? Maybe someone just gave you a track, an invitation. Aren't you glad that someone gave you something? Amen. And because of that, you heard the gospel. And you're here this evening because of 3 days and three nights. You were helpless. You were hungry. Not only this man was helpless and hungry, but I see in verse number 12, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 12. Look what he said. And they gave him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisin. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. Not only this man was helpless, this man was hungry, but this man was hurting. This man was hurting. I believe this man was hurting physically. I don't know about you, but if you go without lunch, you're hurting already, right? Huh? 3 days and three nights. The Bible says that this man, his spirit came again to him. Have you ever been in a situation where emotionally you're hurting? Seems like nobody cared about you. Nobody loved you. Everybody's staying away from you. But you know there's the Lord Jesus Christ, right? He's always there. And by the way, David here is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He's the root of David, right? The Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when David was running to rescue his family, he stopped to rescue this man. Now my question is this. David, why did you stop? Why did you stop? You're going 100 miles an hour. You're about to rescue your people. They have a 3-day head start. You don't have time to stop. David, why are you stopping? Because that's what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. He stopped for us. Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ stopped for you? The Lord Jesus Christ, he's the light of the world. But he stopped. They say that light travels 144,000 miles per second. Amen? Right? That's fast. But you know the Lord Jesus Christ, he stopped. He saw you hungry. He saw you helpless. He saw you hurting. And then he stopped. Because nobody cared about you. Nobody loved you. Look what he said in verse number 13. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I'm a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite. And my master left me. My master left me. You know that's what Satan does? He's the master of this world, right? When he's done with you, he gives you the drugs, the alcohol. He gives you all the world's desires, the world's pleasure. And when you're done, he'll just leave you in the side road. He don't care about you. He wants you to die. But you know, when the Lord Jesus Christ saw you, he said, let's stop. Let's stop. And by the way, we have a new master now. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's the master. He came. Not only I see this man was helpless, he was hungry, he was hurting, but number four, I see this man was homeless. He was homeless. But you know, when the Lord Jesus Christ saved us, he gave us a new home. Amen? This world is not my home. We're just passing through. This man was homeless because the Bible says he was from Egypt. And by the way, Egypt is the type of the world, right? The Amalek is the type of the flesh. They came by and burnt the city with fire. And I don't know what happened to this young man, but I believe the Amalekites came when he was a young man and took this young boy, young child. Aren't you glad for Sunday school teachers? Sunday school teachers that teach Sunday school. You have a children's ministry. I was just there. Thank the Lord for the children's ministry. Thank the Lord for you. You give your life. This young man, I believe when he was a young child, the Amalekites came and kidnapped him. And he's been a slave with the Amalekites for many years. But because David came by, because the Lord Jesus Christ came by and knocked on your door, and your heart's door, you opened your heart. Amen? This man was a slave. Nobody loved him. Nobody cared about him. When he was done, when the Amalekite master was done with him, they just threw him in the side road because he was sick. And by the way, we were sick spiritually. Amen? Right. What kind of sicknesses we have? We had the sin sickness. Amen? But the Lord Jesus Christ came by and saved us. I remember when we went to the Philippines, we started the church there. And the very first month, we started supporting a missionary. And this Filipino missionary wanted to go to China. And I said, let's support this missionary. That was 19 years ago. And just a few months later, I noticed when I was preaching, there was a Chinese man that went to the back of the church. He was sitting there in the back of the church. And I would give the gospel. But then right when the invitation hits, he would run out the door. He would run out the door. Come to find out, he was the manager of the warehouse next to our church. He was the manager of the warehouse next to our church. And his warehouse would be open on Sundays. And during the 11 o'clock when everybody's eating lunch, he didn't have nothing to do. So he'd slip into the church and listen to the gospel. Amen? Finally, this man got saved. And he's Buddhist. He's Buddhist. And he said, I'm 40 plus years old. And I went to all this religion. And this is the first time that I heard about salvation. By grace, through faith. Amen? By the way, Buddha is in the grave. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive. Huh? You don't have to worry about that, because if you go to the grave, the Lord Jesus Christ, up from the grave, he arose. And thank the Lord. And one time, he said, I'm going to have my 50th birthday. I want you to come. And he said, I'm going to invite the Chinese people to come. And this are Chinese businessmen, Filipino Chinese. They were born in the Philippines, but they're Filipino Chinese. And he says, give him the gospel, right? Give him the gospel. And I walked in there. I was the only Filipino there. My wife was American. They were all Filipino Chinese. And I gave the gospel, amen? They gave the gospel. You know, the gospel works, amen? The gospel works. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ came? He saw you in the side road spiritually. You were helpless. You were hungry. You didn't have a home. But the Lord Jesus Christ gave you the word of God. Amen? He cared about you. He loved you. And he reached down, way down, way down. He reached way down. Because he wanted to save you. Amen? Let's look at this Egyptian man in verse number 11. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 11. They found an Egyptian in the field. They found an Egyptian in the field. He's been there for 3 days and three nights in the field. And by the way, there's a field out there here in Englewood. There's a field out there in your community. They've been in Side Road for 3 days and three nights. They're about to die. They're about to die spiritually. Yes, we're busy. Yes, we have things to do in life. But I'm telling you right now, David, why did you stop? Why did you stop? You don't have to rescue this man. This man's going to die anyway. You don't have to stop. You know what the Lord's telling us, church? We need to stop. We need to stop and give them a track. Amen? You got an Easter coming. Yes, you're busy. You got a lot of stuff in your mind. But sometimes you just got to stop and say, hey, read this. I want to invite you to Calvary Baptist Church. It's the greatest church in Englewood. Amen? Amen. Do you love your church?
Amen.
Do you pray for your church? You need to stop. You see, David, what are you doing? Why did you stop, David? I can see the 400 men with David. The 200 couldn't go because they were too tired. I can see the 400 men just stopped. What's going on? Why did we stop? Oh, because we need to rescue one person. We got to rescue that one boy, that one girl, that one teenager. We've got to rescue that mother, that father. We've got to rescue that one person. And by the way, you were that one person. You were that one person. Aren't you glad that you're saved today? You could have been born in Nepal. You could have been born in Iran. You could have been born in Iraq. You could have been born in Africa. But the Lord Jesus Christ saved you. Amen?
Amen.
You are this person. And by the way, the Lord Jesus Christ found you in the field. The harvest field. Because the Lord Jesus Christ loved you. They found this Egyptian that was lost. They found this Egyptian that was forsaken. They found this Egyptian that was starving. Look what he said in verse number 11 and 12. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse number 11 and 12. And brought him to David. You know, we need to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the job of the church. That's our job. Amen? We don't have any other job but bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the job of the church. Look what he said in verse number 11. And gave him bread. And gave him bread, and he did eat. Not only they found this Egyptian, but they fed this Egyptian. They fed this Egyptian. The Lord Jesus Christ fed you with bread, the gospel, the word of God. Aren't you glad that you can come here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, hear the word of God? He fed you. And look what he said in verse number 11. And they made him drink water. And I was looking at that, and I said, they made him drink water. You know, because he's been out there for 3 days and three nights, and he just couldn't drink. And he just, I believe, give him some water, amen? Give him some water, right? Give him some water. You know, some people just needs that, right? You're coming to church with me. Amen? Huh? I remember when we were little, my pastor would come to our house because my mom had to raise four boys by herself, and she said, you're coming to church, amen? You're coming to church. Sometimes you got to just make people come, right? Amen? You got to do it. I remember when we started a church in the Philippines, there was an 11-year-old. We would knock on the door, and then we'll go to the back of the house because he's crawling out the window. And Rick, what are you doing? You coming to church? Oh, caught me again. But he became one of our soul winners, our teenagers. Right? Don't quit. Don't quit. They made him drink water. Right? Some people need that. Not everybody needs that, but some people do. They just can't help themselves. Not only they found the Egyptian, they fed the Egyptian. Look at verse 14. David asked this man, where are you from? And he said, we made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, upon the coast which belonged to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag with fire. I can see David asking them, where you been? He says, oh, I was over there in Ziklag, your hometown. And we burnt that with fire. I was one of the people that kidnapped your family. I was one of the people that destroyed your town. Can you imagine David? He's the one that killed Goliath, right? He could have taken his sword and whack, cut off his head. But he didn't. He forgave this Egyptian. He forgave this Egyptian. Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ forgave you? He forgave this Egyptian that burnt his city. He forgave this Egyptian who stole his family. He forgave this Egyptian that did not deserve forgiveness. Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ forgave you, gave you eternal life? You got missions month. We support a missionary to Madagascar. And do you support a missionary in Madagascar? Okay. In Madagascar, they're mad because they don't have any gas in their car. No, that's just a joke. And we support a missionary to Vietnam. Vietnam. Do you support a missionary in Vietnam? There's a missionary that went to Vietnam. Of course, you know about the Vietnam War, right? It's hard to get Americans to go to Vietnam because they look down on Americans there. There's some Americans that go there to Vietnam. But there's this Filipino that went to Vietnam and he told his wife, he says, let's pray that I can learn Vietnamese. I don't know how to speak Vietnamese. So when they got to Vietnam, he only spoke Tagalog, Filipino, and he spoke English. So he went there to Vietnam, he told his wife, pray, I'm going to the city hall and pray. So he walks up the city hall and starts praying. And then as he comes down the city hall, there's this car that went in front of him. Stopped and rolled down the window. And the guy and the driver was yelling at him in Vietnamese. Was yelling at him. Supposedly he's not supposed to be out there in the city hall. You can't be doing that, you know. So he was yelling at him. And Filipino missionary says, I don't speak Vietnamese. I don't speak Vietnamese. Like that in English. I don't speak Vietnamese in English. And the guy's looking at him, he's like, you don't speak Vietnamese? You speak English? Yes, I speak English. I'm an English teacher. You teach me English, I teach you Vietnamese. Amen. Kind of find out the guy works for the mayor there in the city hall. He was able to lead some of the Vietnamese police to the Lord. Amen. God can work. God can open doors. Just pray. God can work. He forgave this Egyptian. And not only I see here, he forgave this Egyptian. Look at verse 15. He asked this Egyptian man. He says, my family's gone. Can you help me out? Can you show me? Can you bring me to this company? In verse number 15. He said, canst thou bring me down to this company? You know, that's what mission's all about, right? Missions is getting the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection, 3 days and three nights. For by grace are you saved through faith. And you realize that because of the Lord Jesus Christ saving you, fed you, found you, forgave you, gave you a home in heaven. Now the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, we need to rescue some more people with the gospel. Would you help? Would you help? Aren't you glad the Lord Jesus Christ gave you Calvary Baptist Church? This is the church. You have faith promise missions. This is the way to get the gospel all around the world. They freed this Egyptian. They freed this Egyptian. The Lord Jesus Christ freed you with the gospel. In the South America, there's this river called the Amazon River in South America. And the Amazon River is fresh water. It goes down through Brazil. And that fresh water goes hundreds of miles per hour, and when it hits the Atlantic Ocean, salt water and fresh water is fighting each other. And when that Amazon River hits the Atlantic Ocean, salt water, fresh water pushes the salt water about 150 miles. So part of the Atlantic Ocean, in that part where fresh water hits the Atlantic Ocean, salt water, it's all fresh water over there, parts of it. About 160 years ago, there was a boat out there, and the boat was lost in sea, and they didn't have any water, and they thought they were going to die. Right about that time, they see a ship on the other side, couple miles away, and during that time they didn't have cell phones or radios, so they do flags. They said, please bring us water, we're dying. And then the ship says, put your bucket down, like that. Put your bucket down. And then the ship's like, this is salt water, we can't drink salt water. And then the other ship says, put your bucket down. Put your bucket down. So the captain was signing back, says, please bring us water. Finally, the ship leaves them. Just leaves them. So finally, the captain says, what do we do? And the people said, let's put the bucket down. They put the bucket down, raised it up, drank it. It was fresh water. They'd been there for days. They didn't know it was fresh water. By the way, here at Calvary Baptist Church, put your bucket down. This is where it's at. Get involved. Pray for your pastor. Pray for his family. Pray for missions. Pray for the staff. Pray for the missions going on in the community and reaching people with the gospel because of 3 days and three nights. Let's pray. The Heavenly Father, thank you again for 3 days and three nights. Help us to stop in our busy schedule to rescue that one person, to give a track, to invite, because of the 3 days and three nights. Help us to do that here in our church. And all this ask in Jesus' name. Amen.